let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? And the real drama queen on our show, Jose, is drawing a name from the hat because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
I got Jubal Flag.
All right. I've got the shock collar, and I'm putting that on. Jeffrey, while I do that, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
There's a popular product that's been made in the U.S. for over a century, and for almost 60 years, from the 1950s all the way to 2009, its popularity grew and profits flourished. But suddenly, between 2009 and 2014, sales dropped over 15% because Americans were becoming concerned about the health risks and wanted a product that was more natural. And the sales numbers still have not recovered since then. What product is it?
Whoa. Health risks. Okay, so the first thing I think of is a microwave oven.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that won't use microwaves anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. That's actually a really good
suggestion.
I'm
pregnant and when I stand in the break room, people are like, don't stand.
Get away from
the microwave.
Everyone block her.
I'm like, the first one turned out okay. I don't know.
Read it one more time, Jeff.
There's a popular product that's been made in the U.S. for over a century, for almost 60 years, from the 1950s all the way to 2009. Its popularity grew and profits flourished, but suddenly, between 2009 and 2014, sales dropped over 15%, because that's what the time that Americans were becoming obsessed with more natural products and became concerned about the health risks, and sales numbers still have not recovered. What product is it?
Natural products.
So it's a
What if it's, it could be a food, it doesn't
right?
necessarily have to be, what about like a Twinkie with a ton of preservatives in it and people aren't buying those for their kids anymore?
Yeah. Or maybe it's not a food, he's saying product.
I don't think it's a food, yeah, I feel like it's something that you use.
Like a lotion?
In your house.
I'm trying to think of, wow.
What else you got? What else is dangerous for you that you like to live on the edge and use?
This is kind of dumb, but I think I'm onto something. Think about like ChapStick. Like, I use all-natural Burt's Bees chapstick now. For some reason, I feel like I'm healthier because of it.
Did you just sign an endorsement deal with them?
No, I did not.
How can I work that into the conversation? I use all-natural Burt's Bees chapstick.
Tingling sensation. That'll get you going.
I
like microwave. I'll go with microwave because I feel like I know a lot of people that won't use them anymore. So I'll go with microwave, Jeff.
For almost 60 years, one popular product in America saw steady growth in profits, but between 2009 and 2014, sales of this item dropped over 15% and have not recovered, all because Americans started becoming obsessed with consuming more natural food products. So for the last several years, mint sales have risen 20% and Americans are buying less chewing gum.
Oh, God!
I should have known that.
Because they don't understand any of the ingredients.
I should have known that.
I was getting there.
Why should you have known that? Why are you so in tune with gum being bad for you?
My girlfriend keeps asking me to stop chewing gum and buys me mints all the time instead.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Because she thinks it's going to like give you cancer or something?
Yeah, she says it's bad for me.
And
so
you
she
can
always, like,
mints.
So she always gives me mints instead of gum. And I think she's crazy. And I'm like, that's stupid, whatever. But apparently not.
I had no idea that anyone thought gum was bad for you. I've been chewing that like a mother.
All right, the shot caller is on. And producer Boyd handed me the lyrics to Let Me Love You by Mario.
Ooh,
that's old school.
That
I love that song.
All
right,
great.
I'll sing that before I get shocked. Here we go. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show out!
What happened on the lead up to that shock?
That hurt.
It was like the pre-shock scream.
All right, see you later. Today's show was produced by Steve, It's Finished, Boyd, and Jeff, I Finished, DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.